Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for being who you are in our lives. Thank you, Father, for what you have done, what you are doing, and what you're going to do in our lives. We thank you for your son, Jesus, Lord, who got us in the position we are in today where we can worship you and praise you and come into your presence. Thank you for the helper, Lord, the Holy Ghost, who's here tonight, Lord. Holy Ghost, as I said, Holy Ghost, thank you for your help tonight, Lord. Not only to put the word out, Father, but to receive it and to put it into action. I want to thank you for it right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Boy, I tell you that that song kind of summoned, you may be seated. Everything that that I'm going to talk about tonight. For a subject matter, I'm going to, for a little while, we're going to talk about the covenant-keeping God. He's a great God. He's a covenant keeper. And just on last time that I ministered, I'm dealing with the assignment that God gave us. What I said? Us. I didn't say he gave apostle. I say he gave us. That is changing the lives of people with the word of God. How many people's lives in here tonight have been changed? Amen. For the better. Amen. And I don't believe if your life wasn't being changed, you probably wouldn't be. It's cold. You wouldn't be here tonight. you wouldn't be here. It's cold. You know, you got to get dressed. You know, it costs you to come here. So your lives have been changed. Now watch this word. Your life has been changed for a purpose, not a personal purpose. Not just personal purpose. You see? Then, next part of the vision is equipping the body of Christ to evangelize the world, to evangelize the world. Yeah. Now, I believe once all that's accomplished, then you can be a home of covenant winners. You see, because listen, before I go ahead of myself, covenant, let me give you a definition of covenant. It's an agreement between two people that benefits both of them mutually toward a cause. One more time. It's an agreement between two people, think about God, that benefits both of them mutually toward a cause. Now, turn your Bible to Mark 16:15 right quick. I'm kind of going to piggyback on what Brother Ledoux was mentioning on last week about evangelism. Because, you know, we all know it's God's first love. Yes. What did I say? It's God's first love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That was God's main purpose for Jesus coming. Okay, so watch this now. Mark 16, y'all forgive me. I'm turning all over the place here. Mark 16 and verse 15. Again, it is an assignment, it is an agreement between two people that benefits both of them mutually toward a cause. So what's God's cause? Mark 16 and 15. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That's God's cause. God, listen, God loved man so much. We have a covenant with God. Now, watch this now. Look, it says this now. Again, it's an agreement between two people that benefits both of them. That benefits both of them. Listen, how it benefits both of them. God got sons and daughters, and we got an everlasting father. Our ever-loving Father. So we both benefit. But in a covenant, it's an agreement. Listen, we have a part to play. Yeah. You're going to see that there are a lot of wonderful benefits being in covenant with God. Yeah. See, well, here's tonight what I'm going to do. I'm going to go over some scriptures that you know. I'm just going to remind you, listen, in a covenant, in a contract, it benefits both, and it's trying to get to a particular cause. But I'm going to show you how they both profit. And they both qualify. I'm going to show you how qualified God is and how qualified we are to come to a mutual cause where we both benefit. Yeah. We both qualify. Yeah. We both qualify. Yeah. Let me prove it to you. Okay. And so why did God make covenant with man? Come on, man, who are we? Why did God make covenant? Listen, man, listen to me. Let me say this, man. Man, God loves us. Yes. Listen, I don't have nothing fancy or no big words, just some words that ought to go home to you. Man, God loves us. Listen, those three words, you got to try some time when you're by yourself. Just get over and just meditate them. Yeah. I'm telling you, listen, man, the room will get full. Yes. I promise you the room will get full, brother. I promise you stuff come welling out of your eyes that you know where to come. Just meditate, man, how much God loves you. Yes. Take your eyes off the stuff and put your eyes back on how much God loves me. Yes. I don't know about you, but listen, I was going to and deserved to go to hell. I know all y'all know all y'all was went to school and did all that. But see, listen, I did some stuff just me and God and the devil know about. I'm by myself, okay. But you know, God looked down there and said, come here, boy. God said, listen, I love you, I want to save you, and I'm going to use you. I got something for you. That's how much he loved me. Didn't deserve it. Sometimes I wonder, should I go there? Sometimes I wonder how I made it home tonight, but then somebody else didn't make it. I wonder that, you know, I make it home. I got home with some at night. Then somebody don't make it. Why me, Lord? Why I made it home? That's why sometimes, thank God. Now, you know, that's why sometimes the material stuff ought to get it off your mind. Just remember, get it. Listen, that's automatic. Yes. Listen, why is automatic? Because it's in the covenant. Yes. You seek him, that's in the covenant. Yes. And just think about how much God loves us. That's what I want to, listen, because if you understand how much God loves you, you'll do that. Listen, I got a strong question. Bon Will here. I got a strong question that God asked me one day about evangelizing, witnessing. God said, asked me, this man passed by. I look at him and I just kind of, I had a check to check him and I didn't. Got in the car. God said, why would you want to see that man go to hell? Wow. I don't know what to tell you. Listen, an unrestful night. You see, because you don't know what's going to happen to the person the next day or the next hour or the next minute. And God loved me so much, he sent his son, and I just let this man pass right by and didn't say nothing to him. Listen now, and I'm in covenant with God. God gave me his best, his son Jesus, and he's still doing it. Yes. You know, like the old folks say, I woke up this morning. Yes. Y'all got up this morning? Yes. All right. Here's what I'm doing. I'm just want to encourage you to just, listen, do our part of the covenant. That's all I'm here for tonight. I want to encourage you to do our part of the covenant. Listen, and the benefits are out of this world. But you're not looking for the benefits. You're looking for the souls. The benefit come with the souls. Because you're doing your part of the covenant. And you qualify. I'll prove it to you tonight. You qualify. So it says this. I made a special note of this. And if you know, listen now. Listen, apostle is doing his part. Yep. We don't have no excuse. Apostle is doing his part, not only by changing our lives. Listen, he not going to tell us to do something that he's not doing. How many on the Slack app? How many times you see apostle's name? That's how many times you see apostle's name. So he's not going to do something that not going to tell us to do something that he won't do. But see, one thing about apostle, he understands covenant.
Yes, sir.
That's right. Yep.
One thing about him, you know, people look at him and think about all the stuff. Oh, yeah, we're supposed to have it. But he loved. Well, how many times you tell him, man, nobody loved God no more than I love God. And Jesus said, if you love me, what you'll do? That's what he said? Are you sure he said that? Jesus said, if you love me, you'll do my commandment. So I love you, Jesus. Whoa. I don't know. Is that mouth? You know, because love is an action word. I'm getting there. I'm going there. So I said this. Why did God make covenant with man? Watch this. To establish a formal relationship and partnership with humanity. That's why God created man. God wanted that close personal relationship with man. God wants to buy the fellowship with. That's why he got up every day and went in the garden looking for Adam.
That's right.
For fellowship. And when he went there, oh, Adam, whoa, what's going on here, Adam? What happened? Adam broke covenant. He breached the contract. You see, because God's going to tell you to do something, you have to do your part. You know, I wonder why sometimes, and I'm talking to me, so why sometimes some stuff not coming like it should be coming? Man, I love God. You know, I come to church every Wednesday. Let's see y'all the good crowd. Every Sunday, I praise God. You know, I'm believing God for some stuff, but what's happening here? Am I really fulfilling the whole part of my agreement in the contract?
Yeah. That's good.
I believe, how do you say this? The old people say this. Let me get it. God don't want not 90%, not how y'all know I'm talking about. God want 100%. Listen, and it's possible. How is it possible? Greater is he that is. Because God himself is in you. See, listen. That's why this covenant and this contract is so good. God's so loving. God said, I know it can work because, listen, in the contract, that was God talking to God.
Yes.
See, that's why, listen, let me tell you something. God is a winner. God always designs to win. So God said, I'm gonna go in covenant with myself.
Yes.
So I can't lose. I'm in covenant with myself.
Right.
So listen, you qualify.
Yes, sir.
Just do it.
Yes, sir.
Simple words. Just do it. So he said this, is to establish a formal relationship and partnership with humanity, allowing for a deeper connection and commitment between God and people. God love us, man. God love us. Watch this now. Ultimately aiming to restore humanity to his divine calling and bring about a redemption through following God's principles and promises. And listen, look what it says. And this is seen as a key part of God's plan to rescue the world through Jesus Christ. That's why God sent Jesus Christ to bring us back to. The Adam had it and he lost it. But you know, God always got a plan. Listen, it's amazing. God didn't panic when Adam messed up. No, God didn't panic. Why you panic when you kind of mess up a little bit? God didn't panic. God did not panic when Adam messed up because he had a plan. Satan can't win.
No.
Sometimes you think he win, like at the cross, he thought he would win it. And listen, that's how smart God is. God disguised it. Let him think he winning for a little while. Let's let him think he winning. And see, Jesus won because he was in covenant with God. See, listen now, if you fulfill your covenant, listen to me, you cannot lose. Health, healing, health, long life, at Covenant Talk.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Blessing the city, blessing the field. That's Covenant Talk. That's Covenant Talk. Apostle said something the other day, Covenant Talk. You know, in Luke 1, he said, listen, see, she was highly favored. Then he said, it's impossible with God. That's Covenant Talk. Covenant Talk that belonged to me. He's a covenant keeping God. Here's why. Here's why. Numbers 23, verse 19. Numbers 23, verse 19. I'm telling you, you can trust him.
Yeah.
Listen to me. I'm helping you this day. Helping you tonight. You can trust him.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you can trust him.
Yes.
You can trust him with your life. You can trust him with everything. You can trust him because look what kind of, listen, I told you we qualify. God is not a man that he should lie. So you can believe him. All you got to do is just find out what he said. In the covenant. Listen, listen. What did he say in the covenant? Here's your contract. And listen, and God didn't lie about it. He said, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Had he said it, just find out what he said. And he shall, listen, had he said it, and shall he not do it? That sounds like the results you want, right?
Yeah.
Do it. Isn't that the results you want?
Yes.
And he shall do it. It says this. Listen. Or had he spoken it, and shall he not make it good? He's a covenant-keeping God. But it's two parties.
Yep.
See, we can't breach the contract. But not doing what he told us to do. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel, every soul. That's part of the contract. So we have to do, listen, we have to faithfully and willingly, listen, if you be willing, boy, I tell you what, y'all know the scriptures. I'm telling you, man, y'all know the scriptures. Listen, question though, do you know him? Do we really know him? If you be willing and so you can want to do it, but you gotta do it. That's what I'm saying. If you be willing. See, listen, listen. What the word does and what apostle does for us is, listen, he put willingness in us.
Yes.
You come here on a Sunday or Wednesday, man, but you learn some stuff. Listen, the other part is our action, which is being obedient to do it.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Forget your feeling. They're flaky. They don't work. Trust me, they do not work. I don't always feel like witnessing. About 2 months ago, I was in Walmart. I passed by this aisle, had a man down the aisle, and I passed by him the first time, got the check, and I back up. I look at him. I passed by again, see him, got the check, went on. I said, sir, how you doing this morning? I'm doing great, sir. Sir, are you born again? Listen, I don't want to hear that. Get away from me. Whoa. See, you run into that. But that's all right. Didn't discourage me. I love that. Lord, bless him, Lord. Watch over, Lord. Protect him, Lord. Protect him until somebody crosses his path. So you're going to run into that. Did not do anything. Listen, did not disturb my willingness. Because I'm in contract with God. But it's a question I always ask. I mean, you may have heard me ask this before. How can I repay God? Man, come on, y'all. Think about this. See, a simple question. How could I repay God for what he has done for me, man? Oh, man. Let's just think about it. That's what I'm saying. When you get by these simple questions, how can I repay God? What he's done for me, man. He blessed me, man. Gave me a good life. Gave me the best wife in the world. Are you getting, you know, fellas? The best wife in the world. Thursday would be 43 years. the best wife in the world. God did that, man. God did that.
That's right.
How I repay God for what he's done for me, man. Should be dead, but up here breathing, ministering to you. Should be gone. How can I repay God? By doing what he tell me to do.
Yes.
He's a covenant-keeping God.
Amen.
Psalm 89. Not gonna be long. Psalm 89. I'm going to prove to you over and over again, over and over again. I just want to encourage you tonight, people, over and over again, over and over again. Don't get discouraged. I'm telling you, God cannot lie. Psalm 89, verse 34. Look what God said.
Yes, sir.
As evidence. He said, my covenant will I not break. That means it's going to happen.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Is that what that means? My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is going out of my lips. Nor alter the thing that's going out of, nor alter the thing that's going out of my lips. See why? Listen. By his stripes, I won't break that. 35th verse. Once I have sworn by my holiness that I will not lie unto Bernard. I will not lie unto Larry. I will not lie unto Eileen. I won't do it because I can't lie. See? He's qualified, and you're qualified. Genesis chapter 1. Here's why we're qualified. That contract with God is God making a covenant with himself. It was God talking to God. How you know God was talking to God? Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them, man, see, God has a purpose.
Yes, sir.
Have dominion over the fish, over the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. The second chapter, the seventh verse. And the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground. Listen now, listen. And breathed into his nostril the breath of life. And man became a living soul. God breathed his spirit, the breath of life into us.
Yes, sir.
One more verse. And look, let me tell you, here's why I love God so much and he's so good to me. Look, the 18th verse. And the Lord God said, it's not good that man should be alone. I will make him a help meet for him. Men, amen. Men didn't say nothing. Brothers say nothing. Well, I don't know. There's something wrong here. I don't know. The men say nothing. Whoa. Let's see. And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make and help meet for him.
Amen.
All right. Okay. All right, y'all. Right. Okay, y'all might get some reading tomorrow. Now, see. Okay. Amen. Let's see. Why did God make a covenant with man? I said, it's to establish a formal relationship, and it's relationship building, covenants. Our way for God to create a personal, notice these words, an intimate relationship with man beyond just being a creator. See, that's why the intimacy with God and that time with God and that not just reading and meditating the word with God. Listen, it become, listen, you find out more about God. It become personal to him.
Yep.
See, listen, the meditation part allows you to fall in love with God.
Yes.
Listen, what he intended, that's why God created us. God always wanted, listen, man, so he can have fellowship with man. And listen, and he did it where, so he can be talking to himself. I'm telling you, God, for the covenant, God is qualified and we are qualified.
Yes,
amen?
Amen?
That's cool. Let's see. Where am I going? Turn your Bibles to Hebrews. I tell you what, no. Let's go to Psalm chapter 8 first. Psalm 8. Let's go there first. Then we'll get there. Psalms chapter 8. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Psalm chapter 8 and the fourth verse. Psalm chapter 8, verse 4. We both qualify God and man. And it says, what is man that thou art mindful of him? I'm on God's mind.
Yes.
Listen at this one. 24/7. How he thinks about all of us at the same time, he's God.
Yeah.
I'm on God's mind 24/7. What's that? Jeremiah 29:11. Put it on the screen. Jeremiah 29:11. Don't turn, just put it on the screen. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you. See, listen, that's why, listen, we just came out of the holidays. See, listen, anybody here, listen, you are never alone. There is somebody greater than that man or that woman you discern. He said, I will never leave you. Why? Because I am in covenant with you. I'm not breaching the contract. He said, and lo, I'm with you always, never and always, that covenant talk. Never and always.
Come
on. So when you're going through something, look on the inside. He's right there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Because he have covenant. Listen, I will not alter the things that's going out of my mouth. And he can't lie. For I know the thoughts I think toward you, said the Lord, as covenant talk. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. To give you what? An expected end. An expected end. An expected end. What's an expected end? Success.
Yes, sir.
What's an expected end? What's an expected end? Example. Debt. Resurrection, death, burial, resurrection, seated position. Expect it in.
Yes. Yeah.
Can you see that?
Yes, sir.
See now, because listen now, Jesus walked the earth in covenant with God. He walked away trusting his Father. God said, listen, God, an expected in was the right hand of the Father. So listen, what is it tonight that you believe in God for, you need from God? You're in covenant with God. Listen, signed, sealed, and delivered by the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, better than the old covenant, Old Testament, or bulls and bulls, no, none of that. Listen, Jesus, listen, shed his blood once and for all.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Back to Psalm chapter 8.
Yes.
Go back there. What is man that thou art mindful of him? And the son of man, listen, watch this now, that God visited him. Man, God show up at my house all the time. He show up in my car all the time. He show up on my porch all the time. All the time. You see, listen. How he visit me? Listen. Well, how do I open the door?
Yeah.
Yes,
sir.
Here, and I open the door. Father, I praise you. I honor you. I worship you. Thank you, Lord. You're a great God.
Yes, sir.
He inhabits the praises of his people. See, you just can't praise God when the praise is singing. You got to praise God when you turn that television off. You got to praise God sitting on your porch. Listen now. He shows up here, but I'm telling you, he shows up. Listen now, he shows up here all the time, every time. But listen, at your house, he shows up. There's a corporate, and then there's that personal, one-on-one. I'm telling you, it's nothing like, there's that personal, one-on-one. We're in covenant with God. He's a covenant-keeping God. Psalm chapter 4, it says, what is man that thou art mindful of him? The son of man that thou visited him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Say, you're talking about me. Crowned him with glory and honor.
Yes, sir.
That's why the world try to tell you nothing. Quit listening to that foolishness.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I got it for you. Listen, somebody trying to tell you, listen, you are a son or a daughter of God. That's it.
Yes, sir.
Nothing else need to be said.
Amen.
I'm a son of God. That's it.
That's right.
Listen, I'm not a black man. I'm a son of God.
That's right.
Black men don't win. God win all the time. Listen, anything. Black men, sometime up, sometime down, sometime level with the ground. But God always win. So listen, I'm not black. It don't matter if you're black, you're white, you're yellow, you're red. Doesn't matter. Listen, we are children of God, and God always win. How you know it? In his image, after his likeness. He breathed his breath into me. The very nature of God is in me. Oh, listen. Oh, whoa. I can talk like a God and expect godly results. Why? I got somebody backing me up. Who? The man who sent me. Listen now. You sent.
Yes.
Go ye. He sent you in all the world and preach the gospel. So you leave here. You go to Baton Rouge. You go to New Orleans, you go to Donaldsonville, you go to Prairieville, you go to Gonzales. Listen, and you be ready, be sensitive.
Yes.
Listen, the person out there, Apostle told them what to do. In the morning, Lord, send me three. I promise you, they're coming. A young man the other day, he came to deliver a package, and he passed by me, and I said, hey, sir, let me ask you something, sir. I said, sir, see, are you born again? He got him in. Say, I know. He said, man, I tell you what, my friend been talking to me and trying to, you know, get me to accept Christ, man. He been trying, man. I said, you want to pray the prayer with me? Yes, sir, let's pray. I said, listen, let me tell you something how good God is. You know, he worked for for UPS. I said, listen, of all the trucks in the yard, I said, truck full of, you have plenty of trucks in the yard, why did God put this package in your truck?
That's right.
So I said, listen, that's how much God loves you. It was never about the package coming here. It was about you being here.
Yeah.
And I'm here.
Yeah.
That's how God operated. I said, that's how much God loves you. Of all the trucks in the yard, why did this package get in your truck?
That's right.
I said, listen, because God had need of you, son.
Yes.
See, God just don't haphazardly does stuff. He's a God of plan. He's a God of purpose. So we need to be about plan and purpose. We need to be about expectation and expecting God to send him our way. Why? We're in covenant with God. It's two-part. God has done, is doing, and will always do his part. But we have to do our part. Listen now, and you can't get around it. God's not going to change his ways just because you don't like to do, because we don't like to do something a certain way. It's we. Me too. Yeah, I caught that. See? No, we have to do our part. He says that, for thou hast made him a little lower than an angel and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou hast, listen now, man, I told you qualify. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hand. Thou hast put all things under his feet. Say, so you're talking about me. So what's the problem? What's the problem? You have dominion. Problems are temporary. I say you have dominions. The little stuff we're going through, they're temporary. Actually, the little stuff we're going through, they're there for a purpose to cause growth. You see, that's fertilizer for growth. Why? Because you can't lose. Because I mean, covenant with God. And God doesn't alter the thing that's going out of his mouth. You find out that I'm on God's mind. God constantly thinking about me. So when I'm going through, whoa, it's just that's growing pains.
Wow. Yes, sir.
Because God said, I win all the time.
Amen.
Yeah, do I walk through?
Yes.
Learn a lesson going through. Don't park. Just learn a lesson going through. Don't park.
Right.
I will feel no evil. Why? I'm in covenant with God.
Yeah.
Whoa. Man, you know who my dad is?
Yeah.
What's the matter with you? Don't you know who my dad is? I'm in covenant with God.
Yes.
He's a covenant keeping mm-hmm. God. How great is my God?
Yes.
He said, thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hand. Thou hast put all things under his feet. Now go to Hebrews, the 6th chapter. In the back, can you put it all in on the, I think it's Message, the Message translation. Hebrews 6, verse 13, Message translation. Listen to this. When God made his promise to Abraham, he backed it up all the way, putting his own reputation on the line. Let's see, question. Does God have a good reputation? Does God have some evidence? We can find out where God, we could trust him and he got some evidence. Can we? Yeah? Okay. All right. Watch this nice here. Listen. Let's see. Listen. When God made his promise to Abraham, he backed it up all the way, putting his own reputation on the line. He said, I promise that I will bless you with everything I have. Bless. And next verse. And bless. Listen now, here's the key now. Uh-huh. Abraham, what? Stuck it out. Abraham, listen, he stuck it out. And, see, and's not coming unless you stick it out.
Yeah.
Listen, Isaac was promised 25 years. Where your limit at, 25 minutes? Shoot, man, I'm on path of 25 days. 25 years. Listen, and messed up a few times. His wife tried to help him. She tried to help him, but that wasn't God's plan. Listen, he stuck it out. Why? Because he and God had a covenant, and God is a covenant-keeping God. He did his part. Yay. Listen, you're going to make some mistakes in this. Trust me. You're going to make some mistakes. But like Apostle always tell us, just wipe yourself off, get up, and listen, get back on the truck. Because
yes,
listen, the truck's still rolling.
Because
yeah. God don't change his mind.
Yeah.
The truck's still rolling.
Yes,
just get back on the truck.
Because
the truck about to take you somewhere.
Because yes,
God has a plan for your life, and the truck is taking you to your plan.
Yes.
Follow the truck, wipe yourself off, get back on the truck. The Bible said, listen, he said, look, Abraham stuck it out. And got. Now you don't stick it out, you don't get. And you blame the white folks, you blame the black folks, you blame the Republicans, you blame the Democrat, you blame all that.
Come on.
But what you got to do is get up in the morning when you go in the bathroom, see that person right there?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? You know that person?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He says, listen, got everything that he had been promised to him. When people make promises, they guarantee them by appeal to some authority above them so that if there is any question, they'll make good of the promise. Listen, the authority will back them up. When God wanted to guarantee his promise, watch this now. Listen to God. Listen. When God wanted to guarantee his promise, listen, he gave his word. Listen. Watch this. Listen. A rock solid guarantee. Woo! I love it. We can't lose. We're in covenant. Again, listen, when God wanted to guarantee his promise, he gave his word a rock solid guarantee. Why? Because God can't lie. I think I heard Brother Hagin say it one time. Listen, if God said they got a dog with two heads, get two bowls. Get two feeding bowls. If God said, there's a dog with two heads, buy you two feeding bowls. Guaranteed dog got two heads. Because he can't lie.
Yeah.
So here's my thing. Here's my thing. What has God said about your life? And we're doing our part in the covenant. Listen, just because it doesn't show up in October, November coming, December coming.
Yes,
see, and we have this time thing. Listen, go on the inside. Listen, we're eternal beings.
Yes.
Time doesn't matter. Once God said it,
yes.
Once he gave his promise,
come on.
Once he gave his promise, listen, he gave his word a rock solid guarantee. God can't keep going. Break his word. Listen to this. Whoa, man, it's helping me. He can't break his word. And because his word cannot change, the promise is likewise unchangeable. He doesn't change his mind. It's unchangeable.
Yes.
And Satan and 10 demons can't stop it and can't change it. Listen to me. The devil can't change it. So the devil can't change it and God can't change it. Why are you changing about it? Why are you going another route?
Good preaching.
Hallelujah. Why? Sarah tried to change it for Abraham. She tried to change it. But God had a plan. And he listened. Watch this now. And you notice how God, he stuck to the plan. Isaac still came. With all the crazy changes going on, God kept his word. Just repent and get back on the truck. God keep his word. Whoa, I love it, I love it, I love it. God keep his word. Oh, keep his word. You know, so what the things that we're going through, you call that temporary. Temporary and learning the lesson. He's a covenant keeping God. But remember we said now, it's a contract between two people. If you don't hold, if you breach it, Adam breached the contract. And it cost him. He breached it. Because God's not going to change just to make you. No. If God has to keep his word, why do we think we don't have to keep our words toward God? Listen, watch this now. If we expect God to keep his word to us.
That's right.
Yes.
Why we can't keep our word to God?
True.
God, listen. My word, you love me? Listen, oh, yeah, I'll be there Wednesday. Talk about keeping your word.
That's right.
To God. Listen, listen, Thursday night prayer, Lord. God called me to pray on Thursday night.
Yep.
God called me. Listen now, listen now, listen, listen. God called that. Listen, listen, hear what I'm saying here. Listen. Why God does that? It's for our benefit. Man, he's God. Man, he's God. He's God. So things that, listen, what God tells us to do is for our benefit.
Amen.
So, okay, God, I give you my word. I'll be there. Quiet in the house.
Come on.
I give you my word. I give you my word, Lord. I give you my word. Remember now, you could do it because there's a God character in you. He is in you. Tell your flesh, shut up. That's why the message had your flesh and an unrenewed mind. Shut up. Go on the inside. That's why I listen. I listen, and Brother Montreal, you know, he teaches all the time. That 17th chapter of John. Ooh, man. How about Jesus' point? Jesus trying us to get to the point where if you've seen the Father, you've seen me. Being one with God. That's what the intimacy and that time spent with God. Being one with God. So the listen, so the listen. So the covenant is just like, it's easy. Jesus said, listen, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. I only say what the Father tells me to say.
Yes.
He was in covenant with God because he know what the Father say always worked.
Yes.
Listen to me now, because Jesus knew what God say always worked.
Always.
And sometimes in the natural, you look at it, look like it's not working. Don't look like the cross was working. Man, don't look like it was working. But he had a covenant with the Father. You go, I'll come get you. He said, look, son, if you go, I'll come get you.
Yeah.
Didn't look like it. Seemed like lost. That's how stupid the devil is, people. It seemed like it, but it was God playing all along. Watch this. Almost finished, y'all. Almost finished. Listen, have I helped you just a little bit?
Yes, sir.
Just a little bit, man. If I help myself. I'm telling you, man, God love me, man. Whoa, man. Man, God love me, man. Oh, man, you know, listen, and a good father, man, every now and then, boy, he kind of rub you on your head. That's what I'm talking about with God, boy. Listen, when nobody around, boy, You know, I seen, listen, Apostle has taught me some stuff, some things. I literally hear, see some things, and I go home and I practice it. Yeah. Get by myself, you know, he got. I bought me a rock and sit on the porch. Yes, listen, listen. I mean, here's the thing. Watch it now. Here it is. Another thing, God has no respect of a person. And he's always teaching us. Listen, he's teaching us now. It's not just, it's for everybody. You can talk to God for yourself.
Yes, sir.
Can I say it like this, Lord? Can I say it like this, Lord? Can I say it like this without any kind of disrespect? I want to say this, but no, I'm gonna leave that alone. Because I don't know how to word it. And sometimes people take stuff and just I don't know how to word it. So it's not even worth me saying it. Because I know what I mean in my heart. And God know what I mean in my heart. But I don't want nobody to take it and try to bring it somewhere else. But anyway, apostles teaching us how to fight for ourselves. Every time he come up here, he said, listen, the way you see me live, you can live that way. Otherwise, ain't nothing so special about me. Listen, I qualify. We all qualify. Why? Because we're God's children.
Yes, sir.
Now, God had called him to a special office.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
But listen, now watch this now. But he's a human being in that office.
Yes.
We are human beings. So what God did for one human being, he'll do for all human beings.
Yes.
That's right.
That's right.
Yes, you see? God anointed him to teach us. Listen, and show, listen, not only by just word, made him a living example.
Yes.
Showing us, listen, you can go there.
Yes.
Awesome. Come on.
See, that's a man to understand covenant.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So you can go there. I put it before you. Because everything he says comes to pass. Anybody been here any time, you see it.
Yes, sir.
He won't do anything, tell him to do anything that he won't do. He's living what he's teaching us. Watch this now. He's living what he's teaching us. One more time. He's living what he's teaching us.
Yes.
Now my job is, we'll receive it.
Yes.
Put it into action.
That's right.
Listen, that's how simple it is. Man, God is not complicated. No, he's not a complicated God. We got in covenant with God. God said, if you do your part, I'll do my part. How simple can that be? Come on, people. How simple can that be? He's not a complicated God. We just got to do what he tells us to do. We are covenant winners. Listen, God gave that to Apostle years ago. Listen, we are, it's the home of covenant winners.
Right.
Everybody in this place is a covenant winner.
Yep. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Listen, hear me? Everybody in this place, online members, you're a covenant winner.
Yeah.
That's right.
Because you're attached, you're connected. You are connected. You connected to this ministry, are connected to the apostle. You are a covenant winner. God said it. God said it. God pronounced it over us. We're covenant winners. We have to just do our part. Back to Mark 16. And I'm closing. It's in Mark 16:15. Back there. Here's where it's at. Here's our part in fulfilling. It says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Now, God would not tell me to do something, listen to me, if I wasn't qualified to do it. Well, Brother Esther, how you know I'm qualified? Greater is he. Keep saying the same thing. Greater is he that's in me and he that's in the world. How you know you're qualified? Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Yes. How you know you qualify? Acts chapter 1, verse 8.
Come on.
Yeah.
How you know you qualify? Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But you shall receive what? Power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me in Darrow, Gretna, Prairieville, Gonzales, New Orleans, Texas, California, etc., etc., etc. And you shall be, listen, in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria, into the uttermost parts of the world. You shall receive power after. So listen. Why in Hebrews 6 say it was a better covenant? Because listen, we got the Holy Ghost. Oh Lord, we got the Holy Ghost, who knows all, sees all, and helps all of us. We got the Holy Ghost. Listen, we have inside information. We got the Holy Ghost. So we ought to be doing better, Bernard. We ought to be doing better. We have a covenant with a covenant-keeping God. I'm going to sleep a little bit better tonight. Ah, man, I know God got me. I know I'm waking up tomorrow morning. God got me. We are covenant winners because, we are in covenant. I keep repeating that because you got to get it. With a covenant-keeping God, because this world was trying to tell you you're not winning. You know, put on the 5 o'clock news. Man, you'll give up if you kept watching. If you're not, listen, I think I heard a pastor say this. Listen, if you're not saved, don't watch television. Man, you'll give up. Am I telling the truth?
Yeah.
If you're not born again, listen, with some revelation, don't watch the 5 o'clock news. You give up. I'm telling you, man. I mean, it seems like everybody losing their mind. Everybody going crazy. No. Listen, I'm a covenant person in a covenant relationship with a covenant winning God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So listen, I'm closing. Now, here's some words for you. If you take care of God's business, God will take care of your business. Repeat this. If I take care of God's business, God will take care of my business. If I take care of God's business,
God will take care of my business.
God's business is souls. That's it right there, folks. That's it right there. If I take care of the Father's business, see, that's covenant. The Father will, because he said, he can't lie. He won't alter the thing that's going out of his lips, out of his mouth. So God not changing. Just that, listen, I have to make a few little turns to get right there with God. He's looking for you.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Every day he went in the garden looking for Adam.
Yes, sir.
He went there one day, Adam, hey, where you at? What's the problem? I wonder if God, oh Lord. God walk out someday and just, hey, where y'all at?
Come on.
Listen, why should not, closing, and I paid for y'all to be here.
Come on.
I paid for y'all to be here.
Yes,
where y'all at? Don't tell me you don't know. Because listen, every Sunday I give you a sure word.
Yes,
every Wednesday you're getting a sure word.
Yes,
every Sunday you're getting revelation. So where y'all at? Wow. Listen, Like you said, who told you you wouldn't qualify? Who told you you wouldn't qualify? Who told you you couldn't do it? Where y'all at? You can't say you don't know because every Sunday, every Sunday, listen, you hear from me.
Yes, sir.
Every Sunday, you hear from me.
Yes, sir.
Every Wednesday, you hear from me.
Yes, sir.
So, where y'all at? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Ah.